This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nearly three dozen trucks entered Gaza in the largest aid convoy since the war between Israel and Hamas began. But humanitarian workers say the assistance still falls desperately short of needs after thousands of people broke into warehouses seeking food. Meanwhile, the Gaza Health Ministry says the death toll among Palestinians passed 8,000 as Israeli tanks and infantry pursue what Israel calls a second stage in the war ignited by Hamas in the brutal October 7th incursion in the war. The toll is without precedent in decades of Israeli-Palestinian violence. Over 1,400 people have died on the Israeli side, many civilians killed during the initial attack. Hundreds of people stormed into the main airport in Russia's Dagestan region and onto the landing field, seeking passengers arriving from Tel Aviv. That's according to the Russian news agencies and social media postings. Russian news reports say the crowd surrounded the airliner, which belonged to Russian carrier Red Wings. Video and social media show some in the crowd waving Palestinian flags and others trying to overturn a police car. Mexican authorities have raised the death toll to 48 from Hurricane Otis. This is days after the fierce Category 5 storm struck the country's southern Pacific coast and the tourist city of Acapulco. Mexico's Civil Defense Agency said Sunday that 43 of the dead were found in Acapulco and five in a nearby community. You'll find more at voanews.com.